It's 91.7 KXT, and today I'm happy to welcome local artist Madison King into our studio. Madison has a new album out called Onward and Upward on the recently launched State Fair Records label, and she's playing tonight at the Kessler Theater. Thank you so much for coming in, Madison.
Thanks for having me.
So you're going to start it off with a song. Which one are you going to start with?
It's a song called I Feel Like Falling in Love.
Okay, take it away.
Thanks.
Well, it's a hell of a day. Life's too short to care about all the mistakes I've made. I've been on my own. But days like these aren't meant to be left alone. So I'm gonna do something I don't normally do. I'm gonna put it all on the line. I might wind up with you. Falling in love, I feel like falling in all these. I feel like falling, yeah, I feel like falling. I feel like falling in love. Oh, oh, ooh, oh, ha, 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 ha. Well, I think it's late.
It's local artist Madison King performing for us today in the KXT studio. And that's a song, I mean, you have such a powerful voice, good whistling skills
too,
by the way. That's a song, it doesn't appear on your new album Onward and Upward, but you recorded it recently with Rhett Miller of the Old 97s, right?
Yes,
okay, so, but that hasn't been released.
No, it will be released very soon. Okay. So that was one that we did just a couple of months ago, got in the studio and recorded that one. And when we went out on the road with them, I got to sing it with them almost every night, which was so much fun. So because
you were on tour with the Old 97s this past summer.
Yes.
How did that come about? I mean, I know you guys are both from the area, but have you known him for a long time? How did you go on the road with him?
I had met Rhett several times and, you know, we approached him about recording that song and he was totally into it and came in and then ended up inviting us to come out. We did the last leg of their tour. So we did the Midwest with them. And we took our full band and went out in a big bus and just, it was so much fun. So we played, I think 12 or 13 shows with them. So,
and they have a pretty big national audience, so that must have been cool for you.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah. I always like asking local artists, just because you're familiar with the local scene. Who are some of your favorite local artists?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. I actually got to play with the Jack Kerouacs. I think it was 2 weekends ago for their album release, and they are amazing. Their frontman, Johnny Buford, is one of my favorite local songwriters, so he's great. And of course, my all-time favorite is probably RTB2 with Ryan Thomas Becker and Great Ear. Some of my favorites, but God, there's just so many amazing bands playing right now. Dovetail is another one of my absolute favorites, and I kind of love that little psychedelic thing they have, and all those guys are great. Wesley Geiger, who just released his album, is phenomenal, and you know, Leon Bridges, who's been playing all over the place. A lot of those guys all play together, and they're some of my favorite musicians too. So,
well, tonight you're playing the Kessler Theater, and it's your first time headlining the Kessler, right?
It is, and the first time I've gotten to bring my band with me. So I've played there several times, but only by myself.
Oh, great. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we're going to talk about the new album in just a minute here, but do you want to play us a song from the new album?
Sure. This is one of my favorites. This is a song called Me and You.
Never thought I'd find an excuse to play the game of love I always thought I'd lose. We're not reinventing the wheel, we're just saying who we love and how we feel. But I guess when you know that it's real, you can't help but say, hey, baby, me and you, we cheers whiskey at last call. Baby, me and you, when you catch me with my high heels, make me fall. You and me, every fire needs a spark, it's chemistry. You and me, well, that's right. And I don't understand how there's a way. Your touch can give me life while it takes my breath away. Every day is the first day again. It's like we're playing games and only we can win. And now every chapter of my life will begin. It's gonna say, baby, me and you, when we can't help but look and linger. Me and you, you said, put that ring on. A day where we feel like we let time slip away. So that's why at every moment I will say, baby, me and you, when you lean in and kiss me goodnight. Me and you, and we both know that we didn't mean to fight. You and me,
Madison King performing in our studio here at KXT, and that's a song called Me and You that was that is on your brand new album Onward and Upward. And you know, I was listening to this new album of yours and comparing it to the last one, I can't help but notice a huge shift in sound. This one's definitely more poppy. Mm-hmm. Was that a conscious decision on your part when you went into the studio?
I think it was. I think I was you know, on the one hand, I think I feel a little bit, not that I'm like a ton older than I was when I released my last record, but they're formative years, you know, the 24 to 27 years. And so I think that there was a lot of that. And you know, kind of a, just a different outlook on relationships and the ending of relationships and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I definitely think that I was trying to go for a little more mainstream sound, a little more radio friendly. You know, there's on my first album, which I love still, but, you know, there's some weird stuff on it. And I don't mean weird in a bad way, but just kind of, you know, weird chord progressions and weird breaks. And, you know, on this new record, I think everything's a little more compact. Everything's a little tighter and it's a little more straightforward. And, cause I mean, they're all shorter and it's just, I think that I was definitely trying to make an album of songs that were more radio friendly. And cause you know, you kind of have to go into it not wanting to make anything harder on yourself, you know, it's kind of taking out the cuss words and mm-hmm. making them, you know, less than 4 minutes. And I think that there was definitely a conscious decision to try to achieve that.
So yeah, you said the first album you released when you were in your early 20s. I read though that you actually started playing guitar when you were 8 years old, which, I mean, when you think about kids learning an instrument, you usually think, you know, parents are going to put them in and give them piano lessons, or they're going to learn an instrument in school. But you picked up the guitar, was your first instrument. I mean, was there something that was kind of that sparked your interest in the instrument?
You know, I guess it was really, I asked for a guitar for Christmas, which, you know, how bold were my parents to buy an 8-year-old a guitar? But they, you know, I got one Christmas morning and I started taking lessons, and I don't know how much anybody really expected it to stick, but, you know, when I was young, I loved, you know, Bonnie Raitt and Winona Judd. And like, you know, that's what my mom listened to. And so, like, I loved that kind of stuff. And I just always wanted to play, and I just never really stopped. It took me a while till I started singing, several years before I actually started singing. But, you know, I just never quit.
did you start when you started singing? Did you start writing songs right away, or is that something that you started later?
I probably first started trying to sing really when I was about 16 or 17, and I probably wrote my first few songs when I was 19, right after high school.
Do you remember any of those songs?
One of them is on my first record. It's called Tough as Nails, and it's the oldest song that I've released. I have like maybe one or two I wrote before that, but it was one of my very first. It's on my first record.
Okay. All right, well, let's hear another song from you. Which one are you going to do next?
This is a song off my first record. This is a song called Whiskey in the Morning.
Great.
To the church on Sunday morning, kicked me out before the preacher said hello. Oh, when they see me coming, they start running. Say, girls, nothing we can do for you no more. So I went down to the bar on Sunday morning, said, if I can't sing with you, I'll drink with them. Well, now that my beer and do soul searching, and ask the Lord to forgive me and my. To confession Sunday morning, said, Father, I ain't been here since I don't know when. He hit me some oil out and he said, girl, you're doing fine, just try to not smell like whiskey in the morning. Well, now that my hands high, they say, girl, you're such a liar, what are you doing singing all of our holy hymns? Well, but I'll sing until I die, because it's hard to keep your pride low when you smell like Chariot, coming for to carry me on home, swing low, sweet chariot, cause Lord knows I can't make it on my own.
That was so great. Thank you so much for coming in and playing for us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's Madison King here in our studio at KXT. She has a new album out titled Onward and Upward, and she's performing tonight at the Kessler Theater. I also want to thank Jason Writings for sponsoring our live session today, and thank you again, Madison.
Thank you so much for having me.